John K. Sampson leads the Winnipeg, Canada bass band The Weaker Thans, who have been making smart albums full of character-driven songs since 1997. Their latest album is called Reunion Tour. The album started off with the idea of using American realist Edward Hopper's paintings for inspiration for the songs, and while a couple of those remain, the album draws from a wide number of influences, including the Western Canadian town of Winnipeg itself.
I think I'm kind of a regional lyric writer. I think I write about a place and the real specific quirky parts of that place, and that's kind of one of the powerful things left in the world is those unique parts of a community, and I think that maybe hopefully people can relate to the kind of unique quirkinesses of, if quirkinesses is a word, of their own cultures and cities and communities, I hope. So yeah, I think it's all kind of filtered through Winnipeg.
Now this album took a bit of time, or one can look at it that way. It's been 4 years. Mm-hmm. And you started off, Were you really thinking of writing a whole Edward Hopper album?
Yeah, I was.
Wow.
Yeah, it was weird because I was we were finishing a tour in Europe, and I was visiting a friend of mine, kind of my best friend in London. He was living there for a while, and we went to the Tate Gallery. We just went. We didn't know what was on, and it was a giant Hopper retrospective. And I was feeling at a really kind of low ebb, kind of lyrically. I just didn't really think I had anything to write about. And I went in and kind of came out of that exhibition thinking I had this idea that I would write 12 songs about Edward Hopper paintings, and I got two done, and then realized it would probably not be very good if I did all 12, but those two I think kind of formed the core of the record and the kind of foundation of the record itself, and everything kind of grew out from there.
There are a lot of lonely people on the album in a way. Mm. It seems and of course that's the major, I guess, big thing one gets out of Hopper paintings, I guess.
It's true, yeah. There's a real, like, I mean, I guess it's cliched to say, but there's a real alienation about his paintings. And there's something really cold about them, too, that I don't like sometimes. So that, I was kind of interested in trying to engage with that, this artist that I both love and kind of feel cold about at times, too. So that was kind of interesting to try and engage with that side of him as well.
What does that mean? You kind of warmed up the situations or...
No, I just kind of had to, I guess the kind of magnetic, what's the opposite of magnetic force? The anti-magnetic force of some of his paintings, they kind of push you away. And I thought in both the songs, I kind of engage with that idea of not being able to actually access another person's life or another person's art. And so that was kind of, yeah, that was one of the challenges of the paintings, I think.
And we're talking about the song Sun in an Empty Room and Night Windows. And
that's right, yeah.
You can begin with one of those?
Sure, yeah. We'll do Night Windows first.
Thank you.
Night Windows begins our session today with The Weaker Thans, and that's one on the new album reunion tour. I know there's a song reunion tour, but the title was sort of a joke on it's been 4 years? Or
yeah, I suppose there was some kind of joke in there. But I do think that the record is kind of thematically there's a lot of reunions thwarted and lost and longed for on there, so it's kind of a tour of various reunions, but. But it was also kind of funny. There's a great Canadian band called the Rio Statics, and their second record was called Greatest Hits. And I always thought that was just the best title for a record. And so, yeah, it's kind of playing with those rock conventions is always kind of fun.
You've got great details, obviously, in your writing and things like the power line stealing S's from the Hourly News in that one. And I'm thinking of Civil Twilight, the one that that takes place in the mind of the bus driver with people biting their mittens off to give them transfers and change. What a great image. That's just, did you ended up riding the bus a lot?
Yeah, actually, I wrote a lot of the lyrics in the winter because we don't usually tour that much in the winter. And it's just a really kind of, there's not much to do in Winnipeg in the winter. So I started taking the bus to the library downtown. That's about a 25-minute bus ride. And because also the library doesn't have internet or telephones, and I was finding really difficult to work, and so I would ride the bus and kind of stare at the bus driver on the way there. And then the library itself is kind of a hub for bus drivers. That's where they take their breaks, and that's on the route where all the buses come. So I would often just sit there staring at bus drivers, and I just started thinking maybe I should get something done. So started writing about them.
There's a video in which you get to wear the uniform.
I was really excited about that. Yeah, it's not the current Winnipeg bus driver uniform is really quite ugly, but the one that I got to wear is great. And the costume woman had a real difficult time finding them because apparently when they got their new outfits, the bus drivers had a big party and burned all the old ones.
Oh,
because after wearing them for a day, I can see why. It was incredibly uncomfortable polyester outfit, but. So that was kind of a thrill to be able to wear that outfit for sure.
Well, that's the song's called Civil Twilight. You can do that one?
Yeah, let's try that one. ¶¶
That's Civil Twilight from our guest today. The Weaker Thans are playing live at the cafe today. John, are there ever any characters you fall so much in love with? You, I mean, there's a cat who reappears on this album.
Yeah.
But that you would want to do a longer form thing? Have you ever thought of writing novels, short stories, etc.?
Yeah, I think I'm a thwarted fiction writer, and that's what I've always wanted to do and I've never really been able to do. And whenever I try anything long, it's labored and bad. And I really like the structure of a pop song. I think it fits my skills well. There are certainly characters that I really love and kind of keep coming back to.
Well, one of the things you do is reveal things about your characters we kept talking about details, certainly in little details early on in songs. It must be difficult when you write longer fiction to keep the perspective of that going in a completely different
Yeah, I think
area.
So.
Yeah.
You know, like I really love short stories. That's kind of the form that I love in poetry and love best. And those writers that just take a small corner of a person's life and make it so that you can extrapolate a whole picture from it those are the writers I really love and admire, so, and try to emulate, I guess. But
well, speaking of Virtue, the cat is Virtue a real cat?
No, it's a conglomeration of a whole bunch of cats, and actually it's Virtute.
Oh,
cat. But,
excuse me.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
Everyone says
You're
it the same
so
way.
Right.
And actually, when it comes up on some computers, it actually says Virtue too. So, but it's part of the Winnipeg crest of arms. It's a unum cum virtute multorum or whatever. One with the strength of many. So this idea of strength. She is not a real cat, but a kind of conglomeration of a whole bunch of cats I knew.
And you may recognize your cat within this cat. We'll put it that way.
Well, I hope not.
It had something to do with the rain leaching loamy dirt and the way the back lane came alive, a half moon whispered go. For a while I heard you, missing steps in the street, and your anger pleading in an uncertain key, singing the sound that you found. scrapping with the ferals and the tabby. I'd let you brush my matted fur. How I'd knead into your chest while
giving the cat the proper name. It's Virtute the Cat explains her departure, the tune from the Weaker Than's new reunion tour. And John Sampson, give everybody give them their due.
Absolutely. Well, Stephen Carroll is here on on the guitar.
That's me.
And this is Greg Smith on the bass guitar.
Hi.
Jason Tate on the drums and loops and percussion of all sorts. And our friend Jim Bryson, who's here playing with us as well. A fine, startlingly good solo artist. And he's been opening shows for us and also playing in the band with us.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you once again for coming in. It's a treat.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. Thanks, eh?
The Weaker Than's. We shall be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.